Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Namibian delegation wishes to congratulate you on your assumption as chairperson of the second session of the PREPCOM for the 2020 review conference of the state parties of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. I also congratulate other members of the Bureau on the elections and commend your predecessor, His Excellency Ambassador Henko van der Quast of the Netherlands, for his hard work as chair of the 2017 PREPCOM. My delegation aligns itself with the statements delivered by the Non-Alignment Movement and the African Group. Mr. Chairman, the three pillars of the NPT are mutually reinforcing and are essential instrument to strengthening international peace and security. Namibia wishes to stress that nuclear disarmament should remain a priority on the agenda of this PREPCOM. We once again renew our strong call upon the nuclear weapon states to fully comply with their legal obligations and unequivocal undertakings to accomplish the total elimination of nuclear weapons without further delay in a transparent, irreversible, and international verifiable manner. The failure to reach consensus on the final document of the 9th NPT Review Conference is a reminder to all of us to redouble our efforts and to reaffirm our strong commitment to the treaty in order to achieve a successful 2020 review conference. Namibia remains a committed state party to the African Nuclear Weapon Free Zone Treaty, the Pelindaba Treaty, which provides a shield for Africa by preventing the stationing of nuclear explosive devices on the continent and prohibiting testing of those destructive weapons on the continent. In the same vein, Namibia joins those who are calling for the establishment of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East and expresses concern over the fact that the consensus reached at the 2010 NPT Review Conference regarding the establishment of a zone free and nuclear weapons and all other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East have not been implemented. The CDBT is essential in curbing the proliferation of nuclear weapons and advancing the goal of nuclear disarmament. Namibia therefore believes that it is important to strive for the early entry into force of the CTBT in order further strengthen the verification regime, which will significantly contribute to the end of international peace and security. We therefore call upon the Annex II states to sign and ratify the CTBT without further delay. Mr. Chairman, we reaffirm that nuclear disarmament is highest priority and remain concerned at the threat to humanity posed by the continued existence of nuclear weapons and of their possible testing, use or threat of use. The situation in the realm of nuclear disarmament continues to be characterized by impasse, as nuclear weapons states have not made progress in eliminating nuclear weapons. Any use of nuclear weapons in it is in violation of the UN Charter and a crime against humanity. The total elimination of nuclear weapons and the assurance that they will never be produced again is the only unqualified assurance against the catastrophic humanitarian consequences arising from the use of such weapons. We reiterate the need for all states to comply with international law applicable in this area, including international humanitarian law. Measures and initiatives taken should be within the framework of international law and should contribute to the promotion of international peace and security. We continue to express our deep concern over the lack of progress in the implementation of nuclear disarmament obligations and commitments by the nuclear weapon states. We once again call upon them to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear arsenals in accordance with their relevant obligations under the NPT. Namibia welcomes the historic adoption of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons on 7 July 2017. It is our considered view that the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons will not undermine the NPT, but will rather complement and strengthen it. Being mindful of the humanitarian consequences of the use of nuclear weapons, we believe that full implementation of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is imperative to the guarantee against the use of nuclear weapons, also by ensuring their total elimination. Namibia has signed the important treaty and is in the process of finalizing its ratification. We also wish to underscore the importance of the peaceful application of nuclear technology for sustainable development and stress that the technical cooperation assistance provided by the International Atomic Energy Agency in meeting the needs of the member states in pursue technology for peaceful uses of nuclear energy shall not be subjected to any conditions that are not compatible to the IAEA statute. Namibia further wishes to reiterate its support for the joint plan of action between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the E3, EU plus 3. We call upon the parties to this agreement to honor their responsibility by abiding to the letter and spirit of the JCPOA. Finally, Mr. Chairperson, we wish to highlight that multilateral disarmament negotiations will achieve tangible results if and when we can generate the necessary political will to support the process. I thank you.